Hello there and welcome to New Horizons, the weekly radio program of Blind Citizens Australia. BCA is the national consumer representative voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. Our mission is to achieve equity and equality by our empowerment, by promoting positive community attitudes, and by striving for high quality and accessible services which meet our needs. Ride our dreams down.
Future Road. Hello there, Vaughan Bennison bringing you this week's edition of New Horizons. As most of you will by now know, recently in Perth, Western Australia, we celebrated the 40th anniversary convention. That's the 40th anniversary of Blind Citizens Australia. The convention was held over the weekend of the 10th and 11th of October. Many interesting things happened, as you will have heard from the broadcasts on the RPH Australia stations and also from the online stream on the Blind Citizens Australia website. One of those things that happened was the awarding of the David Blyth Award. Now, David Blyth was a founding member of Blind Citizens Australia back in 1975. And there's an award which carries his name. It's awarded every year, and on this occasion it was awarded to John Shute. We're going to hear from Emma Bennison. She's now the president of Blind Citizens Australia, and I'm positive that you'll be hearing a lot more from her in the coming 3 years. She's going to start by telling us a bit about the David Blyth Award and a little bit about John Shute. She's also going to introduce the person who accepted the award, and that is Ben Clark from Perth, and he's the director of the National Braille Music Camp. And I must apologise for the quality of some of these recordings. Unfortunately, it's all we have access to at the moment.
This is a very important award, and it's a particularly great honour for me personally to be speaking in relation to this particular award. This is the first time that Blind Citizens Australia has presented the David Blyth Award to someone who has passed away. The award, for those of you who don't know, is actually about recognising a person who has made a significant contribution to improving the lives of people who are blind or vision impaired. So this award tonight we're presenting to someone who has actually transcribed in his life some 30,000 pages of Braille music. So, I mean, I can't even imagine how he managed that. But I do know that he is a person, or was a person, who had boundless energy, endless energy for people who are blind or vision impaired, both in terms of Braille music transcription, but also teaching, mentoring, all of those things. And so tonight we are presenting the David Blyth Award to John Shute. And just want to read what's on the plaque. This award is presented posthumously to John Shute in recognition of his outstanding contribution to improving the quality of life of blind musicians in Australia and internationally through Braille music transcription, teaching and mentoring. Unfortunately, John's wife, June, was unable to travel to Perth, but I have spoken with her on the phone and she's delighted. But on behalf of John's family, we're very fortunate to have Ben Clark, who's the director of the National Braille Music Camp, here with us tonight to accept the award. And Ben would also like to say a few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with some sadness, but it is an honour and a privilege to have been asked here tonight to receive this award on behalf of the late John Shute and, of course, his wife, June, and the Shute family. For nearly 20 years, John has been involved in transcribing music. He began after his retirement as a school headmaster in Melbourne to volunteer for what was then the Royal Victorian Institute for the Blind as a reader. And the job of a reader was to read music, or in some cases literary text, but in John's case, music, to Dorothy Hamilton, who was the main Braille transcriber at the RVIB at the time. And over time, he became very interested in this and thought, why not remove the middleman and do it all myself? I can read the music, therefore I will write the music. And so he locked himself in his sunroom for 2 weeks with the Braille primer, and his wife June would only see him when she would take him his meals during the day, and he taught himself the Braille code and, of course, the Braille music code, and has been a vital part of the National Braille Music Camp, certainly brailing all of our music, but also, as Emma said, brailing for people all around the world. He's sent music to England, he's sent music to the USA, and all around Australia and New Zealand. So I thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
And now we'll hear from Bill Jolly, who has an interesting little tidbit for us about Braille music.
I'd just like to add something that I think people will find very, very interesting, and it relates back to a visit. I made a visit, a holiday, with my brother Stephen and our wives Carmel and Vicky to China in May. And there I met up with some contacts at the China Braille Library, and they invited me back in September to talk at their forum about my experience as a student and lover of mathematics. And one of the managers of the library came up to me and said, now we want to talk to you about mathematics. Can you give us some information? And I sat down that night and I wrote an email with a lot of links. And at the end I said, now I could meet you tomorrow morning before I go home if I'm available to do it, if you would like to do it. So I then worked through a couple of interpreters and this and that one. And so the next morning I had the meeting and I came into the room and sat down. And it turned out that there were five topics that the gentleman, Mr. Gaozhu, wanted to discuss with me. The first one was about Braille mathematics, so that was okay. That was right in my comfort zone. Then we talked about another topic about Chinese Braille using the Duxbury Braille Translator, and I was able to give a demonstration. That was fine in my comfort zone. Thank God the demonstration worked. and then we moved out of the comfort zone, and I recognised straight away that I was not one of Hugh Jeffrey's star students. even though I tried, I simply didn't do enough practice. And they wanted to talk about Braille music. And in particular, in China now, they're endeavouring to lift the standard and opportunities of education for blind students. There's 100,000 masseurs in China, but there's not a lot of other occupations. I understand there's only three universities in Shanghai that will accept blind students, and in most other of the big cities, they don't. So they're looking to expand different occupational and vocational opportunities, and particularly in music. And one of those that I was explicitly asked about, and I've had some conversation with Vision Australia about this since coming home, is for access to Braille music that's been produced in Australia and that could be exchanged through the use of computer files. So it's really exciting to know that John Shute, having produced the 30,000 pages of Braille music, a lot of which is available in electronic form, piano music and also vocal music, that will quite probably find its way to China and to many young blind students, people now and people yet to come. And so often we see great work from volunteers. You know, initially I learnt my Braille from Braille produced by volunteers dot by dot. And now we have electronic means of exchange. And so a lot of John's music will and work will undoubtedly be able to go to China. So it's terrific, the work that he's done, that will be magnified so greatly to help many tens of thousands of young blind students gain a gift of musical education. So thank you for the chance to just say that and share that opportunity with you. And congratulations and very grateful thanks to John Shute for all the great work that he did for us.
As a mark of respect to John Shute, the people attending the convention dinner were entertained by a small group of singers who got together to perform a piece that was actually brailled by John for one of the National Braille Music Camp. Ben Clark, myself, Paul Price, Vanessa Ransley and Emma Bennison, and we're going to sing The Long Day Closes. My thanks to Ricky Chaplin for allowing me the opportunity to bring you this program and also to Information Alternatives for use of their audio archives. I'm Vaughan Bennison and no doubt we'll hear more from the 2015 convention in upcoming programs.
Blind Citizens Australia is funded by the Australian Government through the Department of Social Services and from the Victorian Department of Human Services. We receive financial and in-kind support from Vision Australia, Royal Society for the Blind, Guide Dogs Victoria, and the RPH stations throughout Australia. Generous donations are also received from our members and the broader community. Blind Citizens Australia is located at Ross House, Level 3, 247-251, Flinders Lane, Melbourne, Victoria 3000. Our national office contact number is 03 96 54 1400, or toll free 1-800-033-660. You can email us at bca@bca.org.au. Our website address is www.bca.org.au. Ride our dreams down.